Perhaps Adam and Eve thought they had a reprieve. But we need to go back a little bit. In the very beginning, there was sin. Maybe that's not the way to begin the story. In the very beginning, there was a Garden of Eden. And in the Garden of Eden, there was one tree which man was told not to partake from. Of course, we know the way that human nature works. That's the one tree that we really wanted. I say we, of course, because man has not really changed. Eve and Adam ate from that tree. But they'd been warned, and they both knew it, that the day they eat from that tree, death will come into the world, or perhaps even it means that they would die. Nonetheless, they had fruit from that tree. What happened next is what's interesting. They realize what they've done. The way it's described, their eyes open up, and they proceed to hide. And they hear God's voice, but they hide from God. So at that moment, the place that sin took them was a place of embarrassment. They felt naked. They were completely devastated emotionally. God then engages man in conversation. And what we have over here is, despite the feelings of guilt, we have something else takes place, and that's called pointing the finger. Adam points the finger at Eve, and Eve points the finger at the serpent. And what follows is punishment. Now, what's interesting is this punishment doesn't really mention that other punishment or repercussion of eating from the tree, and that's death. It didn't say that. Eve is told about having children in pain, or perhaps raising children in pain. Adam is told about having to work the land. And they're expelled from the Garden of Eden. But life goes on. Adam and Eve start a family. They have a child, they have a second child. First child's called Cain. And over here, Eve names him, and she says how she has acquired a relationship with God. Which means God is part of the story. And when Cain chooses a vocation, we see how he identifies with the punishment that his father has received. His mother perhaps sees great hope. His mother perhaps has experienced the pain of childbirth and what she thinks is the pain of raising children until something happens. And without going into all the details, Cain, after his name, Cain, a relationship with God, an acquisition of God, as it were, he brings an offering to God. He's followed by his brother, who also brings an offering. And his brother brings the choicest, the first. And there's maybe something below the surface over here. Cain, according to the commentaries, brought the product that he didn't know what to do with. With God on his mind, he said, well, if I can't eat this, what can I do with it? So he gives it to God. Because again, what else could he do with this? Abel, on the other hand, he takes the choicest of the animals, for he is a shepherd, and he offers that to God. And God favors the choicest. But again, below the text, he offers the firstborn. How does Cain look at this? Does it look at his brother having offered the firstborn or having sacrificed the firstborn? The jealousy over here is focused on the fact that God chose his younger brother. This, by the way, I don't want to ruin the book for you, but the choice of the younger brother is going to go and follow us throughout the book of Bereshit. That's going to be the theme. The older brothers who make the mistakes and the younger brothers who are chosen. But then Cain does something which perhaps Eve didn't expect. He gets so angry, not with himself. He doesn't feel the embarrassment. He gets so angry that he kills his brother. And then he hides the body. And you can't help but notice the comparison or the contrast where Adam and Eve hide from their sin. But now this new generation, Cain, instead covers up his sin. There's a big difference between the two. And maybe Eve never thought about it because maybe she thought they'd gotten away with it. And maybe she thought that death would never be in the world. And when she was told that with pain she would raise children, maybe she didn't realize that her dead son was part of the punishment. For after all, it was even Adam who had brought death to the world.